y'all. Welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Next up is a brand that merges function with style.
Hi, Sharks. My name is Braxton Fleming, and I'm from Mays Landing, New Jersey. And I'm seeking $200,000 in exchange for 15% equity of my company. 6 years ago, the trajectory of my whole life changed. I realized I was transgender. With this realization came with a lifelong commitment of taking hormone replacement therapy in the form of injections. During my first year of transitioning, there was nowhere to properly store my medical needs in a safe, neat, discreet, yet stylish way. That's where Stealth Bros & Co. revolutionized the way that we store our meds and dispose of our sharps. This was born out of my own need as a trans man. But I realized there were multiple underrepresented medical communities who needed this product. Who do you know that's a diabetic? Or maybe you know someone going through infertility treatment, a child with injectable needs, or even cisgendered individuals going through hormone replacement therapy. All of these underrepresented medical communities need options to travel with confidence for easy and proper at-home storage. That's where our DOP kits and Stealth Sharp shuttles come in and save the day. It's time to upgrade your plastic bags and your old jugs and store your meds in luxury. So Sharks, who wants to fill the void of millions of people and take a shot with Stealth Bros & Co.? Let's go!
Yes. We can have a look at this here?
Absolutely. Please open up your bags and take a look at what you have.
What do we have in front of us, Preston?
Okay, so what you have in front of you is a junior DOP kit and a Stealth Sharp shuttle inside. So the junior DOP kit that you have is our foundational junior DOP kit, which is in line with our sword interior. And then Lori, you have our premium DOP kit, which is made with our vegan faux leather.
So your medicines and everything can go in here, the vials?
Yes, that is for the vials.
What's a sharp?
So a sharps is part of your injectable needs.
It's a needle.
It's a biohazard container.
Absolutely.
To put your needle in.
Absolutely.
So after I use the needle, I put it in here.
Yes, so you just pop this top open like this, and then it can close. And you can open it and close it multiple times. Once it's filled, then you wanna take that little latch at the top, stick it in that compartment, and then it locks permanently, and then you can discard it appropriately.
So this is the disposable aspect of the needles?
Yes.
But does only one come with your kit? I would think you'd be using these like crazy.
So yes, we actually offer them in bundles. So you could buy it for one, three, or five on my website, and we just received a major purchase order from a large retailer, and they will be sold in a bundle pack of four.
There are other DOP kits for injectables, right? Because I've seen plenty of them.
Yes.
Oh, and so you just made them more fashionable, more fashion looking.
Correct.
And same with the sharps.
Absolutely.
Okay. What was missing from the other kits? And is it what Mark said? You just made it more fashionable and cool. And
what was missing was the effect that it was daunting to take the injection for me. Even though I'm a nurse, I've been a nurse for the past 11 years, I realized that yes, I give injections every day, but when I was watching the YouTube videos online of my community taking these injections, I was realizing how much anxiety was bringing them.
Sure.
And once I created something that organized everything for them, they weren't all over the place. Mm. I wanna bring an experience to the user. I want them to feel good about themselves. And this brings happiness to my community, and that's what I'm trying to do.
How do you reach your community? How do you sell the product?
So I sell the product all through e-commerce, and I've just been growing organically through influencer.
And now would be a good time to ask you, how much have you sold?
Year to date, currently, we're at 110,000.
Year to date.
And last year, what did you do, Braxton?
We did 147,000, so we're up 40% currently right now.
What does this cost to make, and what do you sell it for?
Okay, so the one that you have costs $5.80 for me, and then I sell it for $34.
$34.
That's a big margin.
On the sharp stuff, what your cost is for one of these.
Okay.
And what you're going to sell the 1, 3, and 4 pack, I guess.
Okay, so if we buy over 10,000 pieces of that, it's at 28 cents, and then we sell them for $4 on the website, and then if you buy a pack of 5, it's 15.
And what are you going to sell for wholesale to the retailer? Mm.
So I sell it to them for $7.50, and then they're reselling it for $14.99.
So $7.50 for a pack of 4, and it costs you 28 cents?
Yes. Thank you.
Mark's going to start selling them. Braxton, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background? And
absolutely, absolutely. So I actually come from two entrepreneurial parents. And as I was growing up, I was very accepted in my family. You know, my parents loved me. They never judged me. They let me be whoever I wanted to be. And at the age of 27 years old, I said, something is missing from my life. And that's when I realized that I was transgender. And once I made that change, as I was watching YouTube videos of other trans men taking hormone replacement injections, that's how I realized that there was a need for this. And I was indirectly assessing them with my nursing skills, saying, oh, that's not safe. Like, they're putting it in shoe boxes, they're putting it in plastic bags. And that's when I said, you know what? I really want to become a part of my community because they've given me so much that I wanted to give back. I created this brand and it just blew up.
Is it just you running the business?
It's all me. I do everything. I literally work out of my basement right now. I have all my product down there.
Are you still doing this completely out of your basement?
Yes, 100%.
And are you nursing still? Or?
Yes. I actually been trying to slow down because I've been putting more effort into the business.
I'm just curious, the logo, Stealth Brothers and Company.
Yes.
Like, when you came out here, I thought,
it's a great name now that we know right. And understand it. It's great.
I'll explain the name. Stealth is because I wanted people to be able to keep their medication discreet.
No, I get the stealth part. Right. Why the Brothers and Company
and
the Swords?
Is we're built on the foundation of the brotherhood of F to M, female to male brotherhood. Then NCO is and communities that we keep, our allied communities.
That's great.
And then the swords are there for because iron sharpens iron, and more than one community coming together makes you better and stronger. And that.
I love the thought he put into. He had an explanation for every piece that was inside his logo, from the swords, because I wouldn't have read into all of that. And I'm glad Robert asked specifically about his logo and his name branding. So Stealth, the brothers, from the female to men, and then the communities, the allied communities. And then I believe that it would also speak to other people. So it's not just transgender communities, but it's the people that have to take insulin. What he said for women who may be going through infertility and has to take those shots and things like that. And so he's being really inclusive and in the branding, in his marketing. I love the whole iron sharpens iron point that he put in with the two swords. And so that's real cool because no one would, I wouldn't have assumed that that's what that means. And so the fact that he's able to go through his logo and explain each part, that's kudos to him and this product. I think it's real cool. I don't know anything about transgender community, but I'm sure the usage of these fashionable kits that will help you to organize everything that goes involved, that is involved with going through that procedure. So kudos to him for finding the need, and it fits with him being a nurse and things like that. He's able to educate, you know, through his selling of the product and so, or his marketing of the product. He's able to educate people from his background on how to use it, what components and what parts of the kit they could put their medications and their tools and things in. So I love it when something that you do, you know, in your life or for your job or for your career turns into a product that you can sell to make it a business. It's just a natural type of thing. And then you would think, like, I was born to be a nurse because my product and my livelihood came from me in this career. And so I love when entrepreneurs are able to connect that thing and make it work for them. So kudos to them. Let's see if he gets a deal.
Do you have that up on your website, the explanation?
Yeah.
I actually do not.
You should. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's very cool.
And there should be a video there of you explaining it, because the power of how you just explained it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That comes across very, very well.
Thank you.
I totally agree.
It's kind of the perfect kit, and I love what you're doing for the community. I don't think you need a partner. I don't always say that. I rarely say it. I think you should run this. I think you should take all the profit, and I think you should grow step by step, and you're going to have a wonderful business and reap what you sow. And for those reasons, I wish you good luck, but I'm out.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate it.
So, Braxton, the greatest part of your business, not to diminish the other parts of your business, is really you.
Thank you.
You exude an incredible warmth.
Thank you.
And personality that draws people to you.
Thank you.
I think you've got a good business. Just at the size you are right now, just not something for me. I'm out. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've had some personal experience. When I was trying to get pregnant, I was doing in vitro for 7 years to give birth to my firstborn.
Wow.
Thank God it worked.
God bless you.
I remember being in business meetings, in museums, in theaters, where it's time to take my big shot.
Right.
It was just as big as this.
Yeah.
With a big plunger. It was made of oil that burned when it went.
That's
right. Horrible.
Yeah.
But the ingenious ways I had to come up with just to hide that. Not that I was ashamed, but what do you do with the damn needle?
Right.
You know, my life had to go on.
Right.
I used to carry books with me, cut out pages in the middle, cut a page like a spout.
Wow.
And carry the book and stick the needles in there because you can't dispose in the restroom. You can't throw it in a garbage can. But let me tell you something. You have genuine warmth and love that your pitch comes from. You feel it all over. And you know what? I'm a believer, if you're that sincere, and you come from that love spot, people always do well and they buy. They just buy. It's like a magic wand. And I think it's terrific what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you.
So I'm going to make you an offer.
I knew it.
Two sharks are out, and Barbara seems interested in Braxton's medical dop kit company, Stealth Bros & Co.
I think it's terrific what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you.
I'm going to make you an offer of $200,000, but I don't want to put in all cash. I'm going to give you $100,000 in a credit line, $100,000 cash.
Okay.
And I do want 20% of the business because I want to feel happy when you do well and make money. So I'd like to be part of that celebration with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it has merit. I think you have made something much more fashionable and interesting to own. I get it.
Barb, do you want any help or do you want to do it yourself?
You want to jump in?
I think it's a good cause. Yeah, I'll split it with you if you want.
Yeah, okay.
I like the fact you know your numbers.
Right.
But it's not a product that's going to fit for me.
Okay.
But I wish you the best. You're a good guy. The presentation was very good.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'm out. But you do have an offer from a Sharkette.
And Mark is still, I believe.
No, I'm very interested. And Barb and I were talking from an operational perspective. It's not just a cash issue; it's building your business issue as well.
Yes, it is.
Because you're doing it yourself, trying to scale it from the basement to a business.
Correct.
Is going to be a lot of work. And I think between our two organizations, we can complement each other to get you there.
Absolutely.
And so if it works with you, Barb and I will split it. So it's going to be $200,000. $100,000 of that in cash, and $100,000 of that is a line of credit for 20%. What do you think, Braxton?
Oh, wow. Split it right
That's
down
amazing.
The middle.
What do you think?
Should he counter?
It wouldn't be right if I didn't counter. So are you guys willing to go to 18%?
I wouldn't have said that part, but...
Well... You guys got a deal.
You got it.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
My pleasure.
Congrats.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you.
Congrats.
That is such a good, a feel good, you know, type of pitch. He did come in with the right tone. And everything he exuded the warmth and just the confidence in his product while explaining the things that he had to go through and the things that the communities that he represent have to go through with, you know, carrying their medication and their tools. And so I got that it's a dop kit, and I guess that's the industry term for, you know, people who have to carry those tools. And so he came into the tank wanting $200K for 15%. Ended up not really having to bargain too much with Mark and Barbara. And so Barbara came in and introduced the deal for $100K for credit, $100K for cash for 20%. And Mark just jumped in and didn't ask for more money, didn't ask for more percentage. They're just going to split it halfway. And I believe what Mark spoke to as far as the operational, because they got the point that he's still operating out of his business. And so he's going to really need to put some processes in places, some marketing, add some marketing to it, and put some people in positions that can help him operationally to really scale the business. And Mark is a great guy for that. And Barbara, I think she does that well as well in the things that she's in, the businesses that she's investing in. And so kudos to him. I'm so glad he was able to get a deal. And again, I love the way that he was able to explain his logo. And just like Mark said, he should be on a video on his new website explaining the details of that logo and why he named it that name. And with him just being the one person, I guess that's what Robert was asking. If it's just one of you doing it, what speaks to the brothers and company? And so, because it's Stealth Brothers and Company, Stealth Bros and Company, I believe. Anyway. And so I'm so glad that Robert asked him that question about the logo. And I would definitely add that explanation to the website if that was me. And so kudos to them. I really do hope that this partnership proves to be very profitable for him and his business. And he's able to quit his job as a nurse and just really represent his brand and his product as he goes in and increase the sales of his company. So kudos to him. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
I'm so excited. I cannot believe that I just secured a deal with Mark and Barbara. I'm just like, oh my God, I prayed so hard for this.
Congratulations.
For my family, for my community, for everybody.